A reading from the book of Genesis. In the course of the night, Jacob arose, took his two wives, and the two maidservants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had taken them across the stream, and had brought over all his possessions, Jacob was left there alone. Then some man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When the man saw that he could not prevail over him, he struck Jacob's hip at its socket, so that the hip socket was wrenched as they wrestled. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" He answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be spoken of as Jacob, but as Israel, because you have contended with divine and human beings and have prevailed." Jacob then asked him, "Do tell me your name, please." He answered, "Why should you want to know my name?" With that, he bade him farewell. Jacob named the place Penuel. "Because I have seen God face to face," he said, "yet my life has been spared." At sunrise, as he left Penuel, Jacob limped along because of his hip. That is why, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the sciatic muscle that is on the hip socket. Inasmuch as Jacob's hip socket was struck at the sciatic muscle. Verbum Domini. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord.
Justice, I shall behold your face, Lord.
Hear, O Lord, a just suit. Attend to my outcry. Hearken to my prayer from my lips without deceit.
In justice, I shall behold your face, Lord.
From you let my judgment come. Your eyes behold what is right. Though you test my heart, searching it in the night, though you try me with fire, you shall find no malice in me.
In justice, I shall behold your face, Lord.
I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my word. Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior of those who flee from their foes.
In justice, I shall behold your face, Lord.
Hide me in the shadow of your wings. I, in justice, shall behold your face. On walking, I shall be content in your presence.
In justice, I shall behold your face, O Lord.
Hallelujah. vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest."
Verbum Domini.
We have received, O God, your mercy in the midst of your temple. The God of all mercies and every consolation desires all to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. And the history of salvation shows that he maintains an infinite love, a preferential care for persons who fall into certain types or categories. So most plain to see is the house of Israel, that Jacob has wrestled with God and received a new name. And it was not their greatness that drew him, as it says in Deuteronomy 7:8, "It is because the Lord loves you." Still, there is wrestling with God, that this has been their gift and task throughout history. And so justly, they are called the chosen people, and they have carried forth the covenants in much suffering, although the suffering is unjust, no result of sin. So much more intimate than this is the love that the Father has bestowed on us in Christ Jesus. We who have been redeemed by the Son are the children and the heirs of the promises of God. And the Good Shepherd has come to gather the sheep in his arms, to be the Savior of those who flee from their foes in his wondrous mercy. That was in the responsorial psalm that sometimes, even with the great choir or with the reader, we don't pay much attention to, but from Psalm 17, "Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior, of those who flee from their foes." So not always to rush headlong into spiritual combat with our foes, you know, the Lord is the Savior of those who flee from their foes, right? So, let's see. So the Good Shepherd. Okay, so we are children and friends of God. That is what we are. And he dwells within us. And so we shall be like him and see him as he is. During his earthly sojourn, Christ was magnetically drawn or impelled To the outcast, the sinner, the lost sheep, the poor, and the leper. He saw in them one so like himself, and truly they are identified with Jesus, both in the prophets and in the New Testament. With Jesus who abased himself to raise up a fallen world. In our slavery to sin, at least to its effects, in the darkness of the intellect and the weakness of the will, we so easily turn away from these beloved ones of God. We set our face like flint. We quicken our pace, walking on the other side of the street, and steel our hearts, not like Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, willing to suffer for the other, for the beloved. We are more like Judas, stealing from the money bag of our God. Our Lord entered into the towns, into the places of misery in order to teach, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. His heart was moved for pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. So often in the New Testament, of course, the words of our Lord, but later in the letters we have, the love of God cannot dwell in one who hardens the heart to one in need, who closes his or her hand to one in need when they have enough of the world's goods. And certainly in the Old Testament, it's constantly the refrain, the indigent, the poor, the widow, and the orphan, you know, not to those three, but as a representative of this group of people. From the beginning, our Lord God encourages love for, care for. So we have 1,000 excuses, but no reason. Or better, we are out of our minds. We are to have the mind of Christ, to receive from him his meek and humble heart, wounded by love and concern for those who suffer. So we have received, O God, your mercy. Fill us with that holy joy that comes only through a love like yours. When our life is day by day brought closer to the life of heaven.